This is radio station KAYT. Gina Alexandria. 88.1. Gospel Radio, serving all of Senla at 88.1.
Greetings, brothers and sisters in Christ. You are now tuned into Reverend Dr. N.D. Lee III, Senior Pastor of the First Union Baptist Church, located at 601 Lee Street here in Alexandria. We would like to first send a heartfelt thanks to our sponsor, the law firm of Charles Elliott and Associates, a firm with you in mind. Now listen to a spirit-filled message already in progress.
Was a sinner, you saved me from all of my sins.
We got to hear what God says and do what God says. Amen. Listen, listen. God wants all of us to make it into the kingdom. That's his desire. That's his wish. Hello? Hello? He wants to keep us in a positive way. But you know what? Your mind has to be made up. And your mind has to be in a fixation that your mind is fixed on the Lord. And you will not allow anything or anybody to separate you from the love of God. Have I got a word? The building looks alike, but it lacks one thing. If the foundation of the building is made strong, listen, just to mix the mortar and pour it on the ground means nothing. It only lasts for a while. But there is something else that must go in the mortar before it's poured on the ground. There is a wiring, a metal that lay first, and it is laid at least 2.5 inches from the surface of the ground. Then the concrete or the mortar which is poured in it, it holds this together that it may not crack under pressure. Oh yes, it looks good. Huh? Just to look at it from a distance, and you would not know the metal or what was added to the mortar. It looks the same. How am I to know who's real? You say I'm a Christian. But as soon as the storm comes, as soon as trouble comes, hello, your foundation cracks. And let me tell you this, there is none of us in here that a storm would not come. The devil creates storms for the purpose of testing our faith. Now, just look at the house. It looks good. But you can't add nothing to it. Because really, according to the foundation, the house itself may not suffice long if the foundation is not strong. If the foundation is strong, you can add on top of what you already have built. Because you're not only built for that time. That's what I tell folk all the time. Listen, listen, your Christianity, what you do today, will count good against your tomorrow. God does not forget. He does not need anyone to call him, to remind him of what you've done maybe 30, 40 years ago. Your record is on high. Amen. Listen, another thing I want to tell you this is, number one, is that even though people do not say too much about what you do, just keep on doing that which is right in the sight of God. Because you will understand one thing, you can never please man. Some folks said some of the time, sometimes in any time. It all depends on who you are. Amen. Because some folks just don't like it because your hair is parted on the wrong side of the head. Amen. You don't have to do it nothing. You can treat them as good as you can treat them. Even better, you treat yourself. You just don't like it. Amen. Don't let that become a stumbling block to you. You know what? You are striving. That person is striving. Trying to make it into heaven. Amen. Only, you heard me say, only what you do for Christ will let you. Amen. The third thing I want to say is this. Unless we dig deep in prayer. In prayer. In prayer. In prayer. You have got to pray all of the time, in season and out of season. It takes prayer to keep us strong. It takes prayer to keep our feet in the pathway of righteousness. It takes prayer to stay focused on what the Lord has assigned unto us, individually so. All of us have assignments. Remember in one of my classes I had when I was going to seminary college, angels on assignment. Every one of us has an angel that's been assigned to us. Whether you realize it or not, he's sitting right beside every one of us right now. And if you could see them, the church would be just about full now. Amen. He deals because he is a spirit. God is a spirit. Isn't that right? Amen. Now, that third thing I want to teach you is the false disciple who lays no foundation. Just come in and shout on credit. Amen. Do nothing. Have nothing to offer. Just come in and sit down and look good. Know how to act like a Christian. Know how to talk like a Christian. But oh, when trouble comes, when times get hard and difficult, they want to throw both hands and holler about, Lord, what am I going to do? Just the other day, Lord said, he that has faith as the size of a grain of a mustard seed. Amen. Through him, you can do all things. Isn't that right? All things. They said, once there was a clothes boy. Once there was a little boy who had went out on the beach. He started playing in the sand. He started playing in the sand. He started building him a city. And as he began to build his city, he built a townhouse, a house, a bank, city hall. Created streets, church house. Then he decided that he would build a wall around his little city. Said he had not noticed, but the evening shade was beginning to sink. The sun was about to hide herself behind the clouds. He kept right on building. He was busy designing walls, farm houses. Amen. And all of a sudden, sudden the wind started blowing. The temperature began to drop. Waves started to come in. And yet he was too busy to pay any attention to the waves coming in. And just when he got his house and all of his designs, streets, highways, church house, bank, store, all complete, all of a sudden, a high wave came in and destroyed all that he had built. He had no foundation. Are you all with me? Sometimes we spend too much energy in the wrong places at the wrong time. It is said that when the winds came in and the waves came in and destroyed all of his designs, he was fearful and backed himself up on the cliff hanging over him. He was trembling, fearful for his life, thought he was going to lose his life. And up above the cliff, his older brother was sitting there, watching all of the events that had taken place, watching him as he filled his city, as he used to do when he was a smaller boy. He would go out to the same place and he would build his castle and all of that. He was sitting there watching him as he was being afraid and trembling, almost intimidated by the onslaught of the wind. His brother reached down to him and pulled him up and held him in his arms and said that they walked away going toward a brighter light and a house that his father had. Open doors. That's where the Lord is. When we make our mistake, when we spend all our time, God loves us. He always gives us another opportunity. Isn't that right? He never gives up on us. When we make the wrong decision, when we choose to do the wrong thing rather than that which is right, God looks beyond our faults and he sees our needs. Isn't that right? Remember when you build your house, build it on a solid foundation. Jesus Christ is that rock. Isn't that right? That solid rock, one who will never leave you alone. Jesus Christ is the one who holds us when we cannot see for ourselves, we cannot do for ourselves. God is still in charge. Be careful how you build. Don't spend all your time on building a house on sand. It will not last. And a Christian life without Christ in it, without prayer in it, hello, without the Word of God being taught, if you want to know who Jesus is, be in Sunday school. That's where the lessons are being taught. That's where the Bible lessons are being taught on Wednesday. Come to get to know who he is. Then and only then can you serve him. Then and only then can you adequately give God the praise, because you know who to praise. You cannot go to heaven on your sense, on your intellectuality. Huh? David had a head full of stuff. He said, Lord, create in me a clean heart and renew unto me a right spirit. I don't care how much sense you have. You have sense enough to go to heaven without Jesus. You don't have that much sense. You think all of this technology we have in the world, men, they're flying, going up to the moon. You know if they could go to heaven, they wouldn't stop. They would never look.